It's Friday, time for Friday Five. And I'm just thinking now in this era of net neutrality that everything has changed for Sean Ramaswamy, host of Sideshow. Sean, come on.
Everything's changed because I've always had a 56K modem this whole time, and it's really hard, and now it's just harder, you know?
Number one?
Number one, this one goes out to Jay in the control room there, who we both saw this mashup about the same time. It's Seinfeld's theme song and Limp Bizkit's Break Stuff.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is everybody sucks. You don't really know why.
These were made for each other.
It's weird because the lyrics of the song actually sort of had this resemblance to the themes of the show.
Wild.
Amazing, right?
Number two?
Football season's over, but no one told 538. Nate Silver's super analytical blog, they took this very, as is their want, an analytical approach to finding out what goes into deciding which football players are better than others in the Madden games from EA Sports.
It's in the game.
But they did it in this really brilliant way. They sent a 538 reporter to become a player in the game. And so they like measured his stats. They gave him all these like trials, you know, passing, receiving, running, and then made him a character in a game, and he gets absolutely destroyed. But they present it in this long article with videos and GIFs and animations and images and graphics and then graphs, and it's wonderful.
Well, for 538, football season can never be over because it's math can never be over for 538. It's all about numbers.
It's football or elections, right? So,
Number three,
fan films are almost as big as cats on the internet. Maybe they're like around puppies in how, you know, impactful they are. And this week we got this insane, exceptional fan film in tribute to the Power Rangers with James Vanderbeek from Dawson's Creek and Katie Sackhoff from Battlestar Galactica.
I made sure I was on the winning side, which is why I'm sitting here and you're chained to a chair. Comfortable?
You were never really one of us.
Thank you.
Pretty dark for Power Rangers. My
dark
5-year-old's going to freak out.
I don't even think it's intended for kids. There's lots of CGI. The language is rough at times. It's certainly got the budget of maybe an entire season of the original Power Rangers. And it was directed by this guy, Joseph Kahn, who makes like big spectacle music videos for Eminem, Taylor Swift, and Britney Spears. It's kind of amazing.
Helmets with mouths? No?
They're out of their uniforms, but Vanderbeek's playing Red Ranger and Katie Sackhoff's playing the Pink Ranger.
Number four,
the Oscars came and went, and, you know, love him or hate him, Tig Notaro, the great comedian, has already volunteered to host the 2016 Oscars in a blog post on her site.
Because no one else will take the job.
No one wants the gig. She lists, 12 reasons why she'd make a better host, including she kind of looks like Ellen. She will promote the Oscars on her podcast.
and
she lives close to the Kodak Theater or whatever the hell it's called now, so she won't be late. It's pretty funny. That's probably the way to do it. Get in there early and start making a case, create a hashtag. Who knows? Maybe she will be the host next
year.
She
could get it, yes.
Yeah.
Indeed. Now, you know, a bone to pick. I mean, you're supposed to be like the on the edge, sort of reaching deep on the internet. And
sure.
You got something from Kimmel?
I got something from Kimmel.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Not because it's like you couldn't see this somewhere, but like, in a sense, he has some producer who deserves some recognition for knowing exactly what the internet wants. The internet wants mashups. It wants nostalgia. It wants irony. And so a good mashup combines, like we heard with Limp Bizkit and Seinfeld, two things that are very unlikely to go together. And some producer there this week got Warren G. and Kenny G. together to perform Regulate. So I give him this just for knowing what we want. I mean, it's better to listen to than to watch, actually, because Kenny G isn't the most dynamic performer.
No. All right. Was that five?
That was five. That was all of them.
Sean Ramaswamy, host of the Studio 360 podcast Sideshow, which is trending.
God, I hope so.